today at the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, the MMAC, and at Milwaukee Rotary at noon, the Hispanic Collaborative and the African American Leadership Alliance of Milwaukee will share new data and offer a comprehensive view of how Milwaukee's black and brown communities are progressing compared to peer metro areas. The presentation will paint a picture of how our diverse communities are doing in the Milwaukee area. Nancy Hernandez, president of the Hispanic Collaborative, joins us via phone. Nancy, thanks for taking time out of your day. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. Happy to be here.
All right. So tell us about the report and the data that you presented this morning at the chamber and will do later on very soon at Milwaukee Rotary.
Yeah, absolutely. So we track something called the Hispanic Wellbeing Index. And there's also an additional one that does that the African American Leadership Alliance of Milwaukee does for the African American community. But we track 40 variables about our regional Latino population here, and we do the same thing for the top 50 metros in the U.S. to understand how Latinos here are performing against other cities. And what this really tells us, Jeff, is the health and wealth all rolled up into one ranking of how are Latinos faring here in Milwaukee, and really points to what are the potential, right? And if we can make a headway and improve outcomes for our Latinos, what's that going to mean for us in terms of numbers of college graduates, additional businesses, increased household incomes, really leading to greater regional prosperity? So this is our third iteration of the report. And, you know, what this data is telling us is that while we are making small progress on many of these 40 variables, we are dropping in ranking. And the reason being is, you know, when you're not moving as fast as others around you, you're going backwards. And that's really what's happening for Milwaukee.
So where did we fall in terms of the ranking with our 50? You studied 50 different peer cities across the country?
Correct, yes. So we are ranked right now 45th out of 50. And when we started this index report, our first edition, we were 39th. So not much better, but we have slid from 39th. The second edition had us at 44th, and now we're 45th.
Okay. And what do you think in terms of how can businesses and consumers create more impact and change in all of our communities? Obviously, you know, showcasing the data and showcasing where we rank is truly important. And now we need action to move the ball down the field.
Absolutely. And, you know, the reason that the collaborative is doing what it does is, you know, we look at how do we quarterback a solution to the complex problem, really bringing a lot of stakeholders to the table to try to address the key issues and decipher, you know, which are the key issues that we need to be pushing on. And so one of the things that we look at is education, so number of college graduates. Really, you know, I think I can't stress enough that Latinos are 20 percentage points behind the rest of, you know, the general population in terms of the number of adults with college degrees. And a lot of that is a reason of, funding and making the financial stack work, right? Everybody knows that it's tough to put that right piece together for college, and even more so as we think about the economic situation of our Latino households. But that's our future workforce. And so I would say think about how your organizations, either individually or businesses, invest in college, future college students. That's an important part of the variable. The other is increasing median household income for us. And most of our Latino population is working, but we are looking at, we have a pilot program about how to move somebody from a low-paying, low-skilled job that might not have much room for growth from an earning potential into careers like certified nursing assistants, that with additional training, somebody can become a medical tech or a surgical tech, et cetera, and really have a much more comfortable life for them and their family with much greater earnings trajectories. So I would say think about from a business perspective, how many internships are you offering for college students? How easy is it to onboard into your industry? Is this something that we can partner on? I would encourage folks to visit our website and get familiar with some of our initiatives, and we can do our best also to introduce you to some of the other ecosystem that's supporting our Latino community.
Okay. Lots of valuable data and insights that will help shape and inform not only our workplace, but our educational and our civic inclusion programs moving forward in the Metro Milwaukee area. Nancy Hernandez from the Hispanic Collaborative, I appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with the rest of your day and week, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Bye-bye.